Welcome to the Vital Balance Support Conference Call.
Good morning. This is Linda Morris calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. And today we are going to be talking about the benefits of green tea or matcha tea versus caffeine in coffee. So coffee versus tea. So we can really understand the benefits side by side. And I found some amazing stuff this morning. So let's get started. If you're not drinking matcha green tea yet, you're behind the times. Little exclamation point. Get with the program and try this metabolism-enhancing, stress-reducing, immune-boosting, cholesterol-lowering, teenage mutant ninja cancer fighter. And the reason I'm talking about this is because Nutan recently, just a couple weeks ago, came out with the 10-4 energy drink. It's a powder, and the main ingredient is matcha tea, along with some of the three other teas. So we needed to know, why is this so amazing? Because Nutan only brings us things that are amazing, so sometimes we need to really look into it too. That is amazing. Especially that last sentence I just read. So let's look at the history. Zen Buddhist monks know a lot about living long, unstressed lives. One of their secrets, drinking matcha green tea. Although people drank green tea in China more than 1,000 years ago, it became an important part of the Japanese culture. Zen Buddhist monks drank it to remain alert and calm during long hours of meditation. Japanese tea leaves grow in this day to increase chlorophyll content. These chlorophyll-rich leaves are then handpicked, beans dried and ground into a fine green powder. The history and cultivation of the tea is interesting, but what matters most to health enthusiasts is its antioxidant content. One cup of matcha green tea has as many antioxidants as 10 cups of regular tea. The 8 wonders of matcha green tea powder. Number 1 wonder of the green matcha tea powder is cancer preventer. Green tea contains potent antioxidants called cathepsins, which scavenge for dangerous free radicals in the body. The most powerful cathepsin found in green tea is EDCG. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce that one, which is believed to be a powerful anti-carcinogen. A 2003 University of Colorado study confirmed that drinking one cup of matcha green tea has 137 times the amount of antioxidant EDCG compared to a conventional cup of green tea. Number 2. Anti-ager. One of the locals in the world where people live the longest is Okinawa, Japan. The Okinawa people's longevity has been partly attributed to regular consumption of matcha green tea. Matcha green tea is the most popular green tea in Japan, but is rapidly gaining more popularity throughout the world because of its ability to combat inflammation, oxidation, and aging. And I get a woohoo from Gloria.
Woohoo!
Number 3, heart disease preventer. Lowers LDL, bad cholesterol. A 2011 study featured in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition demonstrated that administration of green tea beverages or extracts significantly lowered serum total cholesterol and LDL, evil impaired cholesterol concentration. Number 4, weight loss aid. A 1999 study featured in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition demonstrated that green tea extract rich in cathepsins has thermogenic properties and promotes fat oxidation beyond that explained by the tea's caffeine content. It was found that consuming green tea increased thermogenesis, which is the body's rate of burning calories, from 8 to 10% to 35 to 43% of daily energy expenditure. Holy cow, that's awesome. Another study demonstrated that exercising immediately after drinking matcha green tea resulted in 25% more fat burning during exercise. This is going up on Facebook here. Both studies suggest matcha green tea can enhance both resting metabolic rate and fat burning. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Number 5, detoxifier. Matcha is grown in the shade, which is why it is richer in chlorophyll than other green teas. Chlorophyll is the pigment responsible for giving leaves their green color. The whole could be proud. Chlorophyll is purported to detoxify the body, but this is yet to be scientifically proven. I wanted to mention it because of its supposed ability to clear the body of toxins, heavy metals, poisons, dioxins, and hormone disruptors. Cool. Six. Mind improver. Matcha green tea contains up to 5 times more L-theanine than conventional green tea. L-theanine is an amino acid with psychoactive properties capable of inducing alpha wave activity in the brain. Stress is known to induce the brain wave activity, leading to a more agitated state. Alpha wave activity can release stress, promote relaxation, and even lower blood pressure. Although matcha contains some caffeine, the relaxing properties of L-theanine counterbalance the jittery effects of caffeine. Therefore, a cup of matcha green tea promotes concentration and clarity of mind without producing any of the nervous energy typically associated with coffee. Number 7. Fiber. Matcha green tea leaves contain a high level of easily absorbable dietary fiber. The benefits of dietary fiber include its ability to ease constipation and stabilize blood sugar levels. Number 8. Energy booster. Try a cup of matcha green tea as an afternoon pick-me-up anytime you need extra focus. Matcha green tea is an ideal substitute for coffee because it provides an energy boost without the headache you might get from a coffee crash. Wow. Cool stuff. Let's see. The next information. The health benefits of coffee versus tea. Okay, I've been reading a lot this morning. I have a lot of information up here. And the most exciting part of the benefits of matcha green tea compared to coffee is matcha green tea caffeine is alkaline. Coffee caffeine is acidic. Can I get a woo-woo on that one? Woo-hoo! Love that part. That's like mind-blowing. Body-blowing. Cancer blasting. Let's see. Caffeine has some interesting effects on your brain, but that doesn't mean it doesn't have some health benefits, too. Here's how our two favorite caffeinated beverages affect your health. So this is the coffee versus tea infographic. Layout, drink benefits side by side. Well, caffeine actually goes to your brain. For all of its wild popularity, caffeine is one seriously misunderstood substance. If you've ever wondered what the benefits and risks are with coffee and tea, this infographic lays it out in easily consumable format. They list off health studies about each, fun health facts, and even the caffeine levels and different types of each beverage. If you're a big fan of warm beverages, it's definitely worth checking it out. Okay, and you know how I got on this subject this morning? Or you may wonder why I did decide to do this. It's because I had dark chocolate before I went to bed last night. And guess what?
Oh.
I couldn't sleep. So it became extraordinarily obvious that that was a very, very bad thing to do.
So you just weren't excited that... Heather was there?
Sorry about that. Oops. Oh my gosh, it became crystal clear that I needed to do research, not just for you, Glory, but for myself. Like, what the heck? And I'm not ever doing dark chocolate before I go to bed again, and we need to just educate the world on that. No dark chocolate after, what, 3 p.m.? I don't know. So anyway... White tea has been found to have a higher concentration of antioxidants in it, which may actually be more effective for preventing some diseases than green tea. Well, you know, this isn't even talking about matcha green tea, so let's talk a little bit about coffee, because we already talked about the great benefits of matcha, which is the best. There have been studies that show that properties found in coffee can raise cholesterol. That's red mark, by the way. People who drink more coffee have been found to be less likely to suffer Alzheimer's disease later in life. Okay, that's a pro for coffee. Drinking coffee over a long period of time may reduce the risk of dying from heart disease.
Good one.
That's a good one. Scientists believe that chemicals found in coffee could be used to make new drugs to treat heart disease and insomnia. Wow, that's fascinating. Over 1,000 chemicals have been found in roasted coffee with 19 being known carcinogens. Okay, that's a red one. Okay, let's just do some tea and coffee facts, and this is all tea, not just hot tea. Number one, tea may help prevent the development of type 1 diabetes and slow down the progression once it has developed. Drinking 3 to 4 cups of tea a day can cut the chance of a heart attack. Tea contains fluoride, which protects teeth. Men who drink more than 10 cups of green tea per day are less likely to develop disorders of the liver.
When does this end in tea?
Yeah, this is any. This is not just matcha. Tea can protect against heart disease and some cancers. People who drink black tea 4 times a day for 6 weeks are found to have lower levels of the stress hormone cortisol. Green tea may offer some protection against lung cancer, according to studies. Tea hydrates rather than the common consumption of the caffeine in it. Dehydrate. Tea, a contained pesticide, even if it's been labeled as organic. That's a red one. These next three are also red. Tea contains a large amount of tannin. Tannin reduces the absorption of iron in the body, which can lead to anemia. Tannins also in wine is what can cause a headache, too, by the way. Tea contains caffeine, which is proven to cause anxiety and rises in blood pressure. Adding milk may also stop the benefit tea has against cancer, so don't put milk in your tea. Fascinating. Now, on the coffee facts in the green, studies have shown that coffee helps prevent type 2 diabetes. Well, green tea helps prevent type 1 diabetes. Coffee is on type 2 diabetes. Drinking coffee has been shown to decrease the risk of developing gout in men over 40. Wow, I actually thought coffee contributed to gout, so that's interesting. Now there's a mute button in the bottom left corner. Caffeine increases the effectiveness of painkillers, and coffee contains caffeine. Caffeine increases the effectiveness of painkillers, and coffee contains caffeine. Okay, I had to read that twice. Coffee protects the liver, especially against cirrhosis and liver cancers. Coffee improves short-term recall as well as improved reaction time. The largest improvement was seen in the elderly. Okay, moving on into the red zone. Coffee causes tooth discoloration. A study in Denmark showed that drinking 8 or more cups of coffee a day significantly increased the risk of stillbirth. That's a lot of coffee, 8 cups or more. Research has shown that coffee decreases blood flow to the heart.
Okay. Decreases?
Decreases the blood flow to the heart. Now, let's go into matcha green tea antioxidant levels. 6.2 times that of goji berry, so this is on the matcha green tea powder that's in our 10 form. Antioxidant level, 7 times that of dark chocolate. I had a 10 form before I went to bed, so the dark chocolate. 17 times that of wild blueberries. 60 times that of spinach. Okay, moving on to another one here. Health benefits. I have a lot of stuff here I've been reading, so hang with me for a minute. I'm trying to find the part where it talks about how, caffeine is a bitter white crystalline xanthine alkaloid found in various seeds, leaves, nuts, and berries. The caffeine ingested by insects, they feed on these plant parts, functions as a natural pesticide that can paralyze and kill them. It can also enhance the reward memory of pollinators. If people consume caffeine, it functions as a central nervous stimulant, temporarily warding off drowsiness and restoring alertness. Caffeine is obtained by extracting it by steeping it in water, process called consumption, so the seeds of the coffee plant release the seed bush or colon nuts as an additive for various foods, drinks, and tablets. Other sources include yerba mate, guarana berries, garuta, and the yelpon holly. Caffeine is the world's most widely consumed psychoactive drug, but unlike many other psychoactive substances, it is legal and unregulated in nearly all parts of the world. Beverages containing caffeine enjoy great popularity. In North America, 90% of adults consume caffeine daily. 90%. Part of the reason caffeine is classified by the Food and Drug Administration as generally recognized as safe, GRAS, is that toxic doses over 10 grams per day for an adult are much higher than the typically used doses of under 500 milligrams per day and over 20-fold difference. Ordinary consumption has low health risk, even when carried on for years. There may be modest protective effect against diseases, including Parkinson's disease, heart disease, and certain types of cancer. Some people experience insomnia or sleep disruption if they consume caffeine, especially during the evening hours, but others show little disturbance in the effect of caffeine on sleep is highly variable. Evidence of a risk in pregnancy is equivocal, with some authorities concluding that it is wise for pregnant women to limit consumption to the equivalent of 2 cups of coffee per day or less. Drug dependence, an adaptive state associated with withdrawal symptoms upon cessation of repeated intake, can occur with chronic caffeine use. Tolerance to increased blood pressure, heart rate, and urine production develops with chronic use. Caffeine is an essential nervous system and metabolic stimulant and is used both recreationally and medically to reduce physical fatigue and to restore alertness when drowsiness occurs. It produces increased wakefulness, faster and clearer flow of thought, increased focus, and better general body coordination. The amount of caffeine needed to produce effects varies from person to person, depending on body size and degree of tolerance. Effects begin less than an hour after consumption, and a moderate dose usually wears off in about 5 hours. Caffeine has a number of effects on sleep, but does not affect all people in the same way. It improves performance during sleep deprivation, but it may lead to subsequent insomnia. In shift workers, it led to fewer mistakes caused by tiredness. In athletes, moderate doses of caffeine can improve sprint, endurance, and team sports performance, but the improvements are usually not very large. Some evidence suggests that coffee does not produce the ergogenic effects observed in other caffeine sources. High doses of caffeine, however, can impair athletic performance by interfering with coordination. There is also evidence that caffeine may be helpful at high altitudes. Coffee consumption is associated with a lower overall risk of cancer. This is primarily due to decrease in the risk of, hepatocellular and endometrial cancer, but it may also have modest effect on colorectal cancer. There does not appear to be significant protective effect against other types of cancers, and heavy coffee consumption may increase the risk of bladder cancer. Moderate coffee consumption may decrease the risk of cardiovascular disease, and it may somewhat reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes. Drinking 4 or more cups of coffee per day does not affect the risk of hypertension compared to drinking little or no coffee. However, those who drank 1 to 3 cups per day may be at a slightly increased risk. Caffeine increases intraocular pressure in those with glaucoma, but does not appear to affect normal individuals. It may protect people from liver cirrhosis. There is no evidence that coffee stunts a child's growth. Caffeine may increase the effectiveness of some medications, including ones used to treat headaches. Similarly, intravenous caffeine is often used in hospitals to provide temporary pain relief for headaches caused by low cerebrospinal fluid pressure. Although in me, I guess I was allergic to the coffee bean itself because it would actually give me a migraine back before I found Nikin and the sleep system. Let's see, there is something else I found that I really want to go to, so I am clicking on it. Kathy. And I posted this on Facebook this morning. The concern of many across North America today is that caffeine is being overconsumed. Coffee, colas, energy drinks, and a variety of foods that have caffeine within their ingredients. If not carefully watched, your caffeine consumption could get easily out of hand, which eventually will take its toll on your adrenal glands. First of all, keep in mind that caffeine isn't bad for you in moderate amounts. It's a mild stimulant that naturally occurs in a variety of plants, beans, fruits, and nuts. This seems to be the counterclaim that the energy drink companies use to justify the product. Caffeine in matcha green tea, found in our 10-4. When looking at matcha as a source for nutritional energy, it is important to understand the difference in caffeine found in most drinks like energy drinks and coffee. As compared to the caffeine found in matcha green tea, they are not the same. While matcha is not marketed as an energy drink, it does provide the same energy that everyone is looking for. Replace your morning coffee with a cup of matcha green tea. A recent study shows that drinking a cup of matcha green tea gives you a longer-lasting energy boost than a cup of coffee. Nutritionist says it's because green tea contains compounds called flavonoids that promote focus and calmness. The caffeine in matcha is alkalizing rather than the opposite, acidic. The caffeine in matcha is uniquely different in that the amino acid L-theanine works in synergy with the caffeine found in matcha. The gradual and consistent release of energy from matcha provides the body with just the right amount of caffeine over a longer period of time rather than dumping a huge amount of caffeine into the body all at once. Matcha still has the same immediate boost, but not the extreme rush. Caffeine in coffee and energy drinks. Coffee and energy drinks, on the other hand, give you the ups and downs and the caffeine crash. The caffeine in these drinks has an acid effect, impacting the adrenal glands and causes spikes in adrenaline, glucose, and insulin levels, which causes the jitters, nervousness, sleeplessness, and hunger pains. Wow, and it makes sense to do. So the caffeine in matcha forms bonds with numerous nutrients so that it enters the bloodstream in a time-release fashion, leading to a steady level energy over 3 to 6 hours, rather than a spike and crash within 1 hour. Matcha's unique makeup means that the caffeine leaves your adrenal glands untouched while regulating insulin and glucose levels, making it ideal for diabetics and for combating those hunger pains. Let me read that sentence one more time because that was really good. Matcha's unique makeup means that the caffeine leaves your adrenal glands untouched while regulating insulin and glucose levels, making it ideal for diabetics and for combating those with hunger pains. Matcha is the natural, healthy, smart energy drink. There are so many reasons why the Japanese use the ceremonial matcha green tea, and it is taking the front stage in North America market today. Matcha gives you all the energy, but none of the crash, and so many health benefits that if somebody reads the research on matcha, they want to put this in their body every day. How much matcha can we drink? Although the caffeine in matcha green tea is different to that found in coffee and energy drinks, it would still be wise to limit your matcha consumption on a daily basis. 1 gram serving of matcha delivers 34 milligrams of caffeine. This is less than an average cup of coffee, so consumption doesn't necessarily need to be restricted too severely. And this is by Andrew Wheel. There is a wonderful interplay here because matcha contains psychoactive compounds, notably caffeine and L-theanine, that promote calm, focused alertness, precisely the qualities required to appreciate the taste of good tea. Matcha has long been used in Japan by Buddhist monks, warriors, and martial artists because of the time release of energy by the energy drivers. Caffeine and theophylline is at a rate that your body can deal with naturally, while the powerful amino acid effect of the L-theanine relaxes and focuses. Matcha helps you to focus, enhancing your mental acuity. Keep in mind that the caffeine will be utilized over a 3 to 6 hour span, so you're not dealing with the typical caffeine issues that is found with energy drinks, colas, coffee, and other caffeinated beverages. Matcha green health benefits. Well, the matcha you're drinking, a whole food that is packed with so many vitamins, minerals, nutrients, antioxidants, and even amino acids that it could literally sustain your body energetically and nutritionally for hours at a time. Matcha simply means powdered tea. It's made from aged green tea leaves. Taking matcha is like getting a whole plant versus a partial food. Therefore, matcha is much more concentrated in every possible nutrient. On a gram-per-gram basis, has approximately 70 times the antioxidants of orange juice, 200 times the antioxidants of apple juice, 10 times the polyphenols and antioxidants of other teas, 9 times the beta-carotene of spinach. And if you're looking at top antioxidant foods, or units per gram, matcha has 1,384. Goji berries has 253. That's over 1,100 less, by the way, if you count it. Pomegranate, 105. Wild blueberries, 93. Acai berries, 60. Oh my gosh, that's 1,324 less than matcha. Broccoli, 31. According to research, matcha is gram for gram one of the most powerful antioxidants in nature. The L-theanine in matcha acts as a non-sedating relaxant that helps increase the brain's production of alpha waves, which, you know, those do relax energy. L-theanine is extremely effective for combating tension, stress, and anxiety without causing drowsiness. Matcha benefits for high blood pressure. Matcha is a natural blood thinner, with numerous studies showing that green tea consumption helps to relax the arterial walls and lower blood pressure. So matcha is great for those wishing to lower their blood pressure. Matcha has so many health benefits. Matcha has been known to boost your metabolism by as much as 40% while helping to regulate blood sugar levels. Matcha helps the body to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. And matcha is also known to be a strong blood detoxifier and alkalizer. Now is the time to try for yourself the healthy benefits and health benefits of matcha green tea. Holy cow. I'm extremely impressed now with this new product.
Can we go back a few minutes?
We could try.
You mentioned something about the adrenal gland.
And caffeine? Coffee actually can hinder the adrenal glands, and the matcha does not. Is that what you're asking?
Well, you said a bunch of stuff there, and it has to do with the adrenal glands. I'm just wondering if you could clarify some of that for us.
It might have been, Linda, where you talked about it entering the bloodstream over time and leaving the adrenals untouched, regulating glands metabolism.
So was it on the matcha, Bill, or was it on coffee?
I think it was on the matcha. Adrenals are our energy pack in our body. We have to restore that every night between 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the morning. Don't get our sleep during that time.
Like if we had had dark chocolate before we went to bed.
There you go. But there was some kind of bunch of influences on the adrenal gland, and then just
Matcha's unique makeup means that the caffeine leaves your adrenal gland untouched, while regulating insulin and glucose levels, making it ideal for our diabetics and for combating those hunger pains. So, it does nothing. Matcha does nothing to the adrenal glands to irritate them. Unlike coffee.
That seems huge.
I was trying to say something about those kinds, though. Those are just for the northern hemisphere. When I was down in South America, everything was reversed. So, if you ever talk to someone down in that southern hemisphere, like Australia, Africa, South America, of course,
because
it's a totally different, guess what?
What do you mean? Like hours of during the week?
Uh-huh.
Or,
no, not during the week.
Are they revitalized during the day instead of during the week?
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole nother conversation. We're not going there right now.
Yeah.
It's always surprising, you know, in the direction of the when you're down. And then it's just like your whole body just kind of switches over and you go in the opposite direction. Well, I am very excited about this 10-4 and the health benefits and the fact that we're now understanding it and really delving into the differences of caffeine, because we've all been taught that caffeine is not good in the past, and to understand that this is actually alkalizing. I mean, Deacon told us it was alkalizing, but it's a well-known fact that it's alkalizing, and the main big difference about the caffeine from coffee is it's acidic, and that's why it irritates us. It makes us anxious and jittery. And wow, there are a lot of health benefits actually to all caffeine, which we never knew before. But it has been used for thousands of years. But yeah, so there are some good benefits to all of it. You know, as far as like from the coffee caffeine, and the other, you know, it's just don't overdo it. Moderation.
Linda, I love this call. It's turned into a mastermind of health and wellness. This information is phenomenal.
Thank you. I love it too. I love everybody on this call. And you all add so much to our education and wellness for the world.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.